What is domiciliary care? Domiciliary care meaning. Domiciliary care means receiving specialist support and assistance in your own home. From all walks of life, many people can start to find that they struggle to complete the washing up, laundry, tidying the living room, or attending to their medication. Domiciliary care means receiving a fully trained carer to help you with these activities. This type of care is an option for anyone who may prefer not to move out of their home permanently. Domiciliary care from a trained carer. Domiciliary care is a type of care which allows you, or a loved one, to receive care in the comfort of your own home. You will receive regular visits from a fully trained worker who can support you with every aspect of your life, from personal care to household tasks and food preparation. When should you consider help at home from a carer? If you or a loved one needs help or support with personal grooming, ensuring that you take medication at the correct intervals, daily trips into town, or if you need a friend or companion, your domiciliary care worker can provide all of these services and more. You can consider this type of care anytime you think you may need it. Domiciliary care is available for people in all age ranges and all walks of life, and so if you or a loved one would like to receive support at home, then this type of care may be a suitable option for you. This type of care is also a good option if you do not necessarily want your carer to live with you. It is also a great option if you already live with somebody, as you will be able to live your everyday life with your regular routines, and your carer will come to you. Domiciliary care also means that you or your loved one do not have to move out of your residence. So, it can be an excellent option for an individual who does not want to move into a care home. Care homes are often seen as reliable places where a loved one can receive support in a comfortable environment. They will be able to live alongside people in a similar situation. Care homes can provide the opportunity to socialize and make friends. However, this option will not suit everyone. The advantages of staying at home are that there will be minimal disruption to your lifestyle. It is easy to be put off by the prospect of a high bill with home care. But this is not necessarily the case. Whilst domiciliary care can be a bit more expensive than the cost of being in a care home, there is not usually a significant price increase. The other factors to keep in mind are convenience and happiness. You or your loved one will not need to move out of your own home, and you will be able to remain in an environment where you feel familiar and happy. The overall costs for your type of care will vary, depending on the type of care you need and how many days, hours you need per week. The good news is that you or your family will not always have to pay for the costs yourself. There are likely to be services available within your local council or a local healthcare provider that can help subsidize your care costs. How can home care help me? One of the main reasons home care is so popular is the flexibility and variety of care available. Some services are available with home care, such as customer-focused, one-to-one care, which may not necessarily be available in a much busier care home environment. Home care can provide invaluable support and assistance, catering to your specific needs and enhancing your overall well-being. By opting for home care services, you can receive personalized care and attention within the comfort and familiarity of your own home. Whether you require assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, or meal preparation, or if you need help managing medication and monitoring your health, home care professionals can step in to lend a hand. Moreover, home care promotes independence by enabling you to maintain your routines, preferences, and privacy. This form of care ensures that you receive dedicated attention and specialized services tailored to your unique circumstances, fostering a sense of comfort, security, and peace of mind for both you and your loved ones. Domiciliary care support worker. Examples of domiciliary care. Our caregivers will assist you in maintaining your freedom at home. They can support you with practical tasks, personal care, or day-to-day housework. Here are some daily tasks that our domiciliary caregivers can assist you with. Preparing meals, cooking, general housekeeping, such as cleaning and doing laundry, bathing and personal care, administering and overseeing medication, helping with medication, dressing, doing your shopping, using the toilet, brushing your hair, gardening. If you believe you require domiciliary care to preserve your comfort of living independently in your own home, don't hesitate to contact us. How much will domiciliary care cost and who will pay for it? The first step will be a meeting to discuss your care requirements and the options that can be offered. We will outline the services that we feel best suit your needs and the accompanying price plan following this initial meeting. This offer is not set in stone, and this is simply a suggestion based on your needs. Many customers pay for their care independently, although funding is available from external sources. For example, the government can contribute towards the cost of your care. There are services available from the NHS to pay for your care, although some of these services will be dependent on your age, health and situation. Usually, your carer will receive their wages directly from the healthcare company, so there will be no need to worry about paying your carer on certain days. That will allow you and your carer to focus on your relationship without difficult conversations about wages. Domiciliary care costs the difference between domiciliary care and a residential home. The main difference between these types of care is that you will be able to remain in your home with any home care. Many of the care services that are provided apply to both home care and residential care, but home care comes with a special focus on the customer. Your carer will be there to solely focus on your needs, whereas, as mentioned earlier, in a residential home, the carers may have several customers to care for, so they may not be able to provide you with the time and support you need require. Conclusion: domiciliary care is a type of care which allows you to stay at home and function as an independent individual. You can discuss your care needs with us, and we will then assess your requirements and produce an offer which includes a care package, a specific carer who will be specially trained for your needs, and a list of costs. The difference between receiving care at home and care in a residential home is that with domiciliary care, you will be able to remain in your own home and be cared for by a carer who is there to look after your needs solely. Whilst being cared for at home can be more expensive than moving into a care home, the price difference is not usually significant. Home care is designed to be a cost-effective way of living, where an individual can remain independent and happy in their own home. FAQs. What is domiciliary care? Domiciliary care refers to different services offered to support individuals in the comfort of their homes. This range of services includes household chores, making meals, running errands, personal care, administering medication, and companionship. What is an example of domiciliary care? An example of domiciliary care is when a carer helps an individual perform some of their housekeeping duties like cleaning and doing laundry. Other examples are preparing meals, bathing and personal care, pet care, driving, and running errands. To better help you understand this, here is a typical example of basic domiciliary care. Emily is 82 and is doing fairly well, but it takes longer for her to get ready daily. So, Emily employed the services of a domiciliary carer who came to her house every day. The carer ensures she gets out of bed in the morning and assists her in bathing and getting dressed. The carer also helps prepare her meal and ensures she takes all her medication. The carer will also run some errands like shopping for groceries and driving Emily to doctor's appointments when required. What are the different types of domiciliary care? When it comes to domiciliary care, there is no one size fits all. You can choose the specific domiciliary care that suits your needs. The different types of domiciliary care are personal care. This type of care is best suited for individuals who need help with daily personal tasks that they cannot do because they are aged or ill. Companionship care is best suited for those in solitude and who need someone they can have a conversation. Housing support is for those who need assistance with general housekeeping chores like cleaning, laundry, paying bills, or checking mail. Multiple care visits per day are recommended for those who need assistance at some specific time. For example, help with making meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or help to administer medication at specific times of the day. This type of care will require the carer to visit the individual's home more than once every day. Nursing care. This type of domiciliary care is for those who have some health needs, such as changing dressings for a wound or administering injections. Live-in care. This type of care will require a professional carer to move into your home to ensure you will always get the needed care whenever you require it. 24-hour care. This is quite different from live-in care. The live-in care involves the carer moving into your house, but 24-hour care involves receiving care all round the clock. So, even if you are asleep, your carer will be awake to give you the needed assistance whenever you wake up. Why is domiciliary care good? Domiciliary care is good because it allows the individual to retain their independence. Many people prefer to receive care in their homes rather than moving to a care home. That is why domiciliary care is a popular choice for individuals in the UK. Aside from its independence, domiciliary care offers many benefits like flexibility, personalized care, and cost savings since you only have to pay for what you need. Is domiciliary care a good job? Yes, domiciliary care is a good job and a rewarding one. Working in domiciliary care offers many benefits, like providing an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of the different individuals you care for and meeting new people and establishing friendships. The flexibility of choosing a working arrangement that fits into your lifestyle. We are acquiring skills that will come in handy to help your family. You will also get to enjoy competitive pay. What is domiciliary midwifery? Domiciliary midwifery is care given to a pregnant woman in her home. It is a home delivery service that allows the pregnant woman to deliver in her home with the help of an experienced midwife, pediatrician, and anesthetist. Domiciliary midwifery refers to the care given to a mother and her baby at home during the antenatal, intranasal, and postpartum periods. Read more about other topics. Blog Down syndrome. Screening and diagnosis. Down syndrome screening and diagnosis is offered to women in early pregnancy to determine the chances of having a baby with Down syndrome. A better understanding of this condition can. Read more. Blog Mental health. Mental health is an umbrella term that encompasses people's thoughts, feelings, and behavior. A person's mental health is intrinsically related to every area of their life. Mental health can affect. Read more. Blog Physical disability. Types and causes. The umbrella term, disabilities, generally includes impairments, activity restraints, and involvement limitations. Every year, 20% of people in the UK seek medical attention for a condition associated with one of. Read more.